Blog Talk Radio.
It's 6 o'clock. It's volume one. Yeah, Greg Street's mixtape.
By keeping dust up noses and cane on ice, so they can when they ride candy paint just like the man.
That feed them, trying not to bite his hand,
but they need him to keep from life where they stand. Every night praying, but praying towards far as the ceiling. Got me feeling like I'm hurt from all this heart that I'm dealing in all of this sugar hoeing, rubber and goosenecking that I do, but don't want to. Got me losing blessings, God said, you'll take the next 2 steps if I say the first.
I did,
but he ended up picking Santa's fur
from under my feet.
Lost faith and jumped in the street, back to serving rock, dying to the crumb and the heat. And running with D's, and made it to the block with them. That left me alone when my greens were up like pot. Lived up.
All I know.
Of upliftment, trees and branches get trash. When I'm chopping down the path, to walk down. Actually, don't even know how to talk sound. I'm trying to stop the next step that they draw on the chalk ground. Matter of factly, I'm standing alone with no entourage to back me. God is my every existence, exhalation, exactly. I feel problems so profound that labels will like to contract me. I'm one of a kind, they gotta find a satellite to contact me. Let us bow and thank the Almighty God for right now. For the strength to smile through the tribulation and trial. For sparing me when the devil was daring me. And scaring me, synonymous with preparing me. And to my family, the Dodger family, and y'all family, we all family. And to my health and my home and my son, King Son, my tongue is my gun. Revolution's already begun.
All I know,
put it down.
That's real. Hey, I got a verse for that. I heard it outside in the hallway, man.
Are we gonna bring the beat up?
Do what the devil.
Open my eyes, see the sunrise. Talking about memories of G's, got my tongue tied. Pour out some hand for my friend, watch the Lord die. But to the end, I'm in the wind with a slug fly. Pray for my sins, hope I find him and close to me. Try to be got it, but these haters keep provoking me. They pull my shot and want them dead with my heart, say. My hard head made me learn shit the hard way. Dodging the fans ain't the easy way to live, cat. But niggas do it every day to make a meal stat. Your phone tapped under surveillance, secretly indicted. Being watched daily, living shady just to drive a Mercedes. And fucking ladies making babies used against you. Your enemy be the main nigga you be a friend to. How
do I begin to explain the pain? Can you stay in the rain? It used to be a simple thing, but the game has changed.
That's like a cane,
it's a lifestyle. Risking your freedom just a ball for a short while. Getting butt wild on the streets on the west side. Down the line of what we ride, some of the best die. From cocking hammers of these tech nines and 4-5. It's you, my grandma, but it's fucked up, my time flies. It seemed like yesterday we played till our days was night. And yesterday I just put flowers in his grave site. And that ain't right.
All I know is
I'd have been lying this road. Coming into live like Neo, waking you up by the Matrix on this Pop Movement Radio. It's your host with the most wife, Infinite, a.k.a. Tis for Us, the Legend. Y'all tune in to Just For Us, this Just For Us, you know what I mean? Peace and love and blessings to most of two, life and living and royal family, you know what I mean?
Out of all your boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. You're speaking resolution. There's no type of solution preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just
yeah, peace and blessing, love and service to the lost familiar, most of food and royal family. I mean, y'all tune in to Justice For Us show. With your host with the most, Ross Infinite, a.k.a. Tess Rossa Lashley. Man, we got a special lineup for the night where we're going to get into the night, family. Just to give you an intro of the show, like a lot of time, we talk about the justice, or it just starts out chill, like, where's the justice for you and not, like, you know what I'm saying, people of color and all that. So we want to utilize the platform and speak on that in ways and means that we can further ourselves and ultimately better ourselves out here on these front lines and bringing our people together ultimately. So without further ado tonight, family, I mean, that's the intro to the show, Justice For Us. Like, reason why, like, with that title, like, we looking at different cases on the media from different, you know what I'm saying, situations and instances that happen in society that affect us globally, you know what I mean? And sometimes we get caught up, like, man, who's speaking for us or who cares for us? Like, it was like that riddle, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like that conundrum. We looking for somebody to save ourselves, but we got to ultimately save ourselves by ourselves, for ourselves, and with ourselves. So, I mean, it's a whole conundrum. It's a whole situation, family, but we got to get smart. We got to get educated. We got to get training, you know what I'm saying? We got to do a lot of stuff to better ourselves. We got to ultimately teach ourselves to deal with these situations better. That's what this platform was created for, in a sense. So, also speaking about the problem that plague our community and also the different stuff, man. We got to do better as a people. We got to do better as a culture. We got to do better for ourselves. I mean, we ain't nobody bet us they going to save us from our own mishap and what have you. So I'm going to be on first topic tonight on the show. I was looking at the sister, Cynthia Centoria Brown. I mean, her situation was deep, man, interesting. I mean, here you got this sister, our sister. She was auctioned off in sex slave, child sex as a slave tool, and pretty much the person who kidnapped, took over. It was a guy by the name of Cutthroat or something. Had up until she was 15, and he auctioned off or sold off for some sexual relation to this guy, and she ended up killing that dude. And the crazy situation of this is that she they gave her like 50 some years just for killing somebody that was trying to misuse and abuse her. And we looking at the Justice For Us. I mean, that's a That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Like, here you got somebody standing up that killed somebody that was trying to take some from spirit, and she just kind of got what she got, like, in the sense of, they say, like, in the article, one of the articles I read, it was like, she went in their pockets, so she went in, stole some of their stuff out of their wallet or what have you, but still, like, this sister right here, she, her whole testimony, I think that they made a move on her, they did some type of documentary, where, but basically enlightened ones on the story, and I just find that mind-boggling. Mean, like, they were trying to get a sister, like, 50 years for killing somebody that was trying to attack her, killing somebody that was trying to rape her, killing somebody that really bought her from somebody else as a sex slave. So it's crazy. I mean, what's the justice in that situation, family? Like, how do we protect ourselves? How do we better our conditions of the people so we can better deal with situations like that, so we can learn how to basically don't end up in a situation like that, or basically to prevent situation like that from happening. I was looking at an article, or not necessarily an article, just in the reason that I seen that, like, over 70% of our sisters, they ain't even dealt with molestation or rape. So, I mean, that's a touching topic. Are you dealing with an issue or a disorder that will have effect or impact on that sister or any other sister that went through similar situations in life for the rest of their life? And it's easy to point the finger and say they should have did this or did that, but until you in somebody like that shoes, you wouldn't know what to do or how to do that, you know what I'm saying, how to handle yourself in a situation like that, family. So, I mean, I just find that whole situation crazy. Like, man, now Sister Centauri, she's facing like 50 some years just for killing somebody that was trying to rape her, man. And definitely want to get y'all opinion, get y'all understanding, y'all input on the conversation that we will be getting into tonight on the Justify also hosted by Ross Anthony, aka Tess Foster Lassie, which is myself, family. That's crazy, man. Y'all keep that Sister Centauri brown in y'all prayer. That's some sickening stuff like that. You're trying to get a sister like 50 years, you know what I'm saying, for killing somebody that was trying to rape her, man. That's crazy to me, family. But we're going to get into a break, and we're going to be right back with y'all momentarily.
Y'all want unconditional love. Talking about the stuff that don't wear off, it don't fade. Now it lasts for all these crazy days, these crazy nights. Whether you wrong or you right, but mama can still love you. Spirit feel you. Still there for you. No matter what.
Come listen to my truest thoughts, my truest feelings. All my peers doing years beyond drug dealing. How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. Ask mama why I got the urge to die. Witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born without a silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, maybe things change. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare wish with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't want to be a burden. Watch mama open up her arms to hug me, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. With unconditional love, this game is in your eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. Though things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, just got the message you've been calling all week. Been out here hustling on the streets, ain't had a chance to speak. But you know, with you and me, it's all G. We could never be enemies, cause you've been such a good friend to me. Where would I be without my dogs? can make them listen. Prison ain't what we need. No longer stuck in greed. Time to plan, strategize. My family got it, me. We will make something out of nothing. No pleasure in the suffering. Neighborhood will be good if they can cut out all the busting. The liquor and the weed, the cussing. Sending love out to my block. The struggle never stops. And it's changed. I'm conditioned in the eyes to see. No things change. The future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart. When unconditional love,
I probably never understand your ways. With every day I swear I hear you trying to change your ways while getting paid at the same time. Just had a baby with the same eyes, something inside. Piece of me died, these are strange times. How come I never made it? Maybe it's the way I played it in my heart. I know one day I gotta be a star. My hopes and all my wishes, so many vivid pictures. And all the currency I'll never even get to see. This fast life soon shatters. Cause after all the lights and screens, nothing but my dreams matter. Hoping for better days, maybe a peaceful night. Baby, don't cry, cause everything gon' be alright. Just lay your head on my shoulder. Don't worry about a thing, baby girl, I'm a soldier. Never treated me bad, no matter who I was. You still came with that unconditional love.
Coming into live like Nemo, waking you up by the Matrix on this Pop Movement Radio. It's your host with the most wife, Infinite, aka Test for Us. Y'all tune in to Jessica Elsie, just for us. I mean, peace and love and blessings to the most of two, life and living and while your family. I mean.
Your boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. You're speaking resolution. It's no type of solution preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more.
Yeah, bless the Lord, family. Y'all back with us on Justice for Us on the Pause Movement Radio Network. Airways, family, y'all tune in with the host with the most, Ross Infinite, a.k.a. Test for Selassie, family. Wow, man, we getting into these different topics, what's going on in the world right now. And another topic that kind of came across my mind, or came across me on social media was, I mean, that Baltimore detective. I mean, I reached out a headline or some type of headline dealing with it. It was like a Baltimore detective was fatally shot with his own gun just one day before he was set to testify before a federal grand jury in a case involving other officers. The city's police commissioner said Wednesday, Detective Suda was going to offer a federal grand jury testimony about an incident that occurred several years ago that included officers who are now federally indicted back in March. So, I mean, wow, keep the brother, keep the family, Detective Suda, and also in y'all prayers as well. I mean, that's another crazy situation that's going on. Like, here you got a detective, I mean, been doing his job for like 14 years on the floor, doing his thing. And, I mean, we've seen with cases like Trayvon Martin, every brand, I ain't thinking of God, the one that don't, you know what I'm saying, the whole movement, the whole phrase was hands up, don't shoot. Like, I forgot his name, with Eric something, the brother that got choked out. But whole situation, you see how the police, see how some of these law enforcement, like they come together, they get together with the police union and do they thing or do they scenario where a lot of the people don't, you know what I'm saying, have no repercussions. A lot of the people don't have the, a lot of police officers specifically don't have the answer for some of the wrong they do. Did. But here you got a brother with 14 years on the force, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the stories, a lot of the article testified that their brother was a superb officer, like he did his job well, but here it's no lead. They saying there ain't really no leads. I mean, it's still under investigation, but here you got their brother was shot with his own gun, and also not mistaken from how I heard the story, it was in broad daylight. Like, what a justice in that situation. You got a brother doing it, trying to do his job, trying to turn in dirty and crooked cops, trying to testify on the so-called people that are public protectors of the law. And here they done assassinated their brother with his own gun or with his own government-issued device. So it's crazy, man. Like, it just sucks out here, man. It just sucks on these trenches, family. So I don't really know how to speak on that in a situation. I mean, I ain't no law enforcement type of individual. I mean, I ain't really took no test to be no police officer. But I mean, but some sort of be in the brewing, like some sort of be happening where it's like some type of repercussion or reconciliation should be in the works. I mean, let alone just letting their brother they'll go in vain. Here you finna testify against some crooked cops and they gonna assassinate their brother broad daylight, man. That's just sad. That's just sickening. Like when we hear stories like this that affect our people that are actually trying to do the right thing. Like, you know, you hear people saying death the law, like, but you got a brother that took initiative to be the law that kind of changed that status quo or what they. It give brothers and sisters a different perspective of law enforcement so we can relate, in a sense, and they not assassinate their brother, man. That's crazy, man. What a justice for us. I know it's just stuff out here like Jesus in these trenches, but family, we gotta do better. And, I mean, also, like, y'all can call in number 515-605-9361. Press 1, and we'll all answer. We'll receive you in a queue and let you speak your portion of understanding on the justice for us. So, here with us tonight, like Ross Infinite, aka Test Father Celeste, hosting this thing. But that's crazy, man. Like, there's two situations already, sister with Tentoria Brown and also the brother, deputy, a detective, Sean Sweet. Like, and these crazy situation going on now. And wow, man, yeah. God, that's crazy, man. We're going to get into another break, family, and get into another little music selection. We're going to be right back with y'all live in effect. Definitely want to hear from y'all, understand and hear y'all perspective on what we can do better. And
one must choose his side they join, you know? Brother man. Yeah. Meanwhile, one man needs is another man poison. Mankind will do what they must to survive, ain't it? Hear me now.
In a gunman world, any night in clock, he not work. Morrow slot at the toolbox full. The magazine in at the two block full. And he's watching as the days go by, and he's counting as his peers all die, sleeping with the rifle across his chest, and so he never gets a good night's rest. And then he's cranky in the morning times, and more victims have to lose their lives. The community of distant world, you think that there wasn't in a gunman world. In a gunman life, he might not come home from work one night, so every minute my tactic ignores advice. Some is whipping baby mother and child, that he won't in every game he plays, so she know he'll meet his end one day. Some juvenile will have to earn his stripes, and have to take another gunman's life. What if a backstabber named this Christ? I know ironic if him dead from night. The amount of bullet where him put from boy. Job description, kill and destroy. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Now tell me, is it worth it all? If one done rise, then the next must fall. Tell me, is it worth it all? Those sleepless nights and patrol roll call. Tell me, is it worth it all? One child smile while the next one ball. Tell me, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it all? Well, in a gunman world, life is so stressful. Back to school time come. Cause when a gunman work, if he is successful and the job is well done, then there will be an unsolved crime. With no one to fill out a blank line. John public have to hear and day. Informer get a cook cup way. Does he get nervous just like you and I? Watching out if the police pass by. Cause any day you hear a gunman say, then his eyes are dead out of jail. What will it cost to make a gunman rich? How many lives before a gunman switch? The truth no wonder you them stop ignore. Said the majority a gunman poor. Oh yeah, oh. Now tell me, is it worth it all? One done rise and the next one fall. Tell me, is it worth it all? Those sleepless nights and patrol roll call. Tell me, is it worth it all? One child smile while the next one ball. Tell me, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it all? And when a gunman makes sight, I wonder what goes to a gunman's mind. And does a gunman think twice before him take another someone's life? I wonder what it is a gunman say to the father when a gunman pray. Does he kiss his kids to bed at night, making sure the blanket tucked just right? Nothing no scary like a gunman vice. When people beg a gunman think twice. And him say no. What could a scary like a gunman vice? When people beg a gunman think twice. And him say no. Can you tell me, is it worth it all? If one done rise, then the next must fall. Tell me, is it worth it all? Those sleepless nights and patrol roll call. Tell me, is it worth it all? One child smile while the next one ball. Tell me, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it all?
Coming into live like Neo, waking you up by the Matrix on this Pop Movement Radio. It's your host with the most wife, Infinite, aka Tis for Us. Let's y'all tune in to Just Love, this Just for Us. I mean, peace and love and blessings to most of two life and New Year while your family. I mean.
I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. You're speaking resolution. There's no type of solution preventing me from freedom. Maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just won't sympathize no more.
Yeah, blessing, love, and service to the royal family, La Familia, multitude family. Y'all back with us on Just For Us every Friday night. Tune in at 7:30. I mean, y'all can call and chime in and share your portion of understanding or share your insight on the topic at hand that we are speaking on. But wow, man, like we gotta do better, family. We gotta do better. And I was just also another third topic that's heavy in the media right now is the slavery in Libya. Like, my whole thing is, why y'all, it wasn't like Gaddafi been in ruling Libya for how many years and something like this never happened. The men in Clinton and Obama, you know what I'm saying, the government at that time, or at that time, they assassinated Gaddafi and our little son now in the present day, we got slavery, modern day slavery happening in Libya, like brothers and sisters over there being sold for like $400, $400 to $500, family, and that's crazy. Like, what the justice is, what's going on? Like, what a gray I am, man. Like, who's speaking up for these people? Like, what's going to happen? Who going enforce? Who's going to put a reconciliation there for all people over there in Libya? Men sold off in slavery. Like, man, that's sickening. I seen an article speaking about a brother on, like, a whole group of people being sold for, like, $300 to $400. Like, for agricultural work, working in a house or whatever. It's just modern-day slavery with in a different scenario. I mean, we can't even negate the fact that they turned a lot of people into slaves in Africa before they brought them over here on the transatlantic slave trade, that whole idea. So it's like, man, we're going back into the 30s, or we're going back into the 1600s, bro, like with this slavery thing. Like, and a lot of people, like people of color, or minority, or whatever y'all label, whether y'all consider yourself black, African, Moors, American, or whatever, like, that guy, that's us. Like, that really, representative of us, like when we're looking at race, like even though a lot of us try to get out of that stereotype or get out of that image, like when the time we be successful, like we in, anytime we get to that plateau, we end up speaking of being a voice for every member in our race. So that being said, those are extension of our family. That's part of our family over there. Like, we know through this media and tell our vision, we know. Lost all connection. I lost all connection to our roots and the motherland. Like, we got to get things that though that brought it from the east to the west. Like, and all, those are our family members. And that's an extension of our family. And a lot of times we just be like, okay, that's that dumb, man. Let them deal with that or let somebody do what they do. But in reality, they're like, it happening over there. It can happen over here. It won't be, it'll be different when it coming out front door. We got to be prepared for that. We got to deal with that in a different situation. We got to have the container, have the talk, so we can better prepare ourselves for if that do come knocking at our door. Like, I'm coming at the door. I mean, I'm at my door with my tools in hand, like Malcolm X, by any means necessary, but that just me as an individual. Like, we got to come to that thing collectively and deal with this collectively, family, because in actuality, that can happen here. It already happened here, like, 400 years ago. It can happen here, like, since they freed the slaves, or so-called 13th Amendment freed the slaves. I mean, the whole slavery system, it just transferred from being directly in your face to being something, like, through the paperwork, getting caught up in paperwork, where you're dead slave or a job slave or whatever. It's still kind of in the same arena. It's still kind of in the same premise. I'm still in the same vicinity, family. So we gotta learn about ourselves and deal with ourselves. I mean, I ain't going to talk y'all head out too much, but like I say, this the first episode, or this the first show, Black Friday, family, and we're going to, next week, we're going to continue to build and get more guest speakers, get more people involved into this platform, so we can have a healthy dialogue and a healthy reasoning. Excuse me, have a healthy reasoning. So, but tonight, so we're gonna kind of end and cut out short. I mean, I know it's Black Friday, y'all trying to fight the people in Walmart to get y'all products and stuff like that. I mean, watch out for the old lady. I mean, they try to jab on the little son that time, but that's a whole different story, family. But y'all stay prayed or stay blessed. And also, tomorrow we got that Black Conscious Love event happening on Memorial Drive. Y'all can see that on my Facebook page and find out more details on that event. But we would love to see y'all come out and show y'all support. I mean, you just $7 family. Come out there and show love. That being said, man, we're gonna close out tonight, family. Y'all stay blessed.
Looking for these better days, man. You know what I mean?
Who that?
OFTB up in this.
Better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better days. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better days. Time to question our lifestyle. Look how we live. Smoking weed.